Simon & Schuster Audio presents This is Assisted Dying, a doctor's story of empowering patients at the end of life, by Dr. Stephanie Green, read by the author.
For my patients, who have each left an indelible mark, and for all the members of CAMAP, upon whose shoulders I stand. Prologue. What if you could decide, at the end of your life, exactly when and where your death would happen? What if, instead of dying alone, in the middle of the night, in a hospital bed, you could be at home at a time of your choosing? You could decide who would be in the room with you, holding your hand or embracing you as you left this earth? And what if a doctor could help ensure that your death was comfortable, peaceful, and dignified? What if you could plan a final conversation with everyone you love? You might never look at death the same way again. I knew from the first moment I met him that Ed was an eccentric man. When he opened the door to his apartment, I was struck by the variety of handmade jewelry on his body. A row of bracelets, several necklaces, and multiple earrings. A small statue of the Buddha surrounded by various colored crystals sat on the floor behind him, and a strong smell of incense wafted out of the completely unfurnished space. I had been offering assisted deaths, providing medication and helping people to end their lives for several months by then, and I had met some fascinating individuals, the courageous pioneers and the truly desperate, but still, Ed stood out. I got to know Ed and his story over several months while visiting him in various residences, or sometimes in the hospital in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. At 68, Ed was proud to say he had never held a job and had lived the life of a free spirit. He told me he had seen the world, chased his dreams, and had few, if any, regrets. Like more than 65% of the people I work with, Ed had terminal metastatic cancer. His cancer had developed over 4 years, and never once had he consented to active medical treatment, avoiding chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. His disease had progressed as expected and now was causing symptoms he couldn't avoid. Ed's pain was reasonably controlled, but his increasing need for narcotics, his deep fatigue, and his frequent, urgent trips to the restroom were severely limiting his ability to move around independently, which made it all but impossible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?